The Gem City Sports Network presents GCSN Reports. Today's show is being brought to you by Profiler Performance Products, by Profiler Inc., by On Par Entertainment, by Wild Axe Throwing, by Level Up Pinball, by The Great Escape Game, by the USO, by a Special Wish Foundation of Dayton and Southwest Ohio, and by the Gem City Sports Network, your source for local sports in the Miami Valley, the Gem City Sports Network. And now here's your host, Doug Brown. Good evening, everyone, and welcome to this edition of GCSN Reports. My name is Doug Brown, and on tonight's show, we're talking baseball. We're talking Major League Baseball. We're talking Cincinnati Reds baseball with Hall of Fame writer Hal McCoy. And he's got a lot of insights on the Reds. He's been doing it for 50-plus years, and we're going to get his insights on the Reds. Also, the fact that they got a new manager in Terry Francona, who managed the this is his fourth team. He's managed Philadelphia, Boston, and Cleveland. And Boston and Cleveland have gone to the World Series while he was there. And Boston ended a long, they call it the curse of the Bambino. And they won the World Series a few years ago. And the curse was broken. And I think they've won three World Series since then. So we're going to talk to Hal about the Reds, the Guardians, and Major League Baseball overall. And we'll do that right after this. You're listening to GCSN Reports here on the Gem City Sports Network.
Profiler Performance Products is an all-American manufacturer of racing cylinder heads and intake manifolds. From two-time Drag Week winner Jeff Lutz to the winningest bracket champions like Disco Dean Karn, Profiler Performance has become the overwhelming choice of drag racing's best-known name. Profiler Performance offers the absolute best bolt-on performance for cylinder heads and intake, utilizing their own in-house custom casting and CNC machining. For more information, visit ProfilerPerformance.com or find them on Facebook. Profiler Performance, they make power they haven't even used yet.
On Par Entertainment is a one-of-a-kind place to go. It offers gourmet burgers and wings, 102 self-pour taps, 5 karaoke rooms and a public stage, 12 duck pin bowling lanes, 27 holes of mini golf, 5 private dart lanes, 3 pool tables, and a whole lot more. Located at 4464 Indian Ripple Road across from the green, they are open Sunday through Thursday from 11 a.m. to midnight and 11 a.m. until 2 a.m. on Friday and Saturday. Persons under 21 are admitted up until 8 p.m. For more information, log on to their website, onparbar.com. Remember the days of pinball and arcade games? Well, the Level Up Pinball Bar will bring back some good memories. Located at 3253 CJ Drive in Beaver Creek, they have over 25 pinball machines, over 20 arcade games, plus they have leagues and a fully stocked bar. Level Up Pinball Bar is open Monday through Thursday from 1 p.m. until 9 p.m., Friday and Saturday from 1 p.m. until midnight, and on Sunday from 1 until 7:30 p.m. For more information, log on to their website, leveluppinballbar.com. Joining us now is the Hall of Fame writer, Hal McCoy. And Hal, are you ready for some baseball?
I've been ready for some baseball ever since the last game of last season. I'm always ready for baseball, Doug.
I know it's only a week away, and, Thursday, we get started with, are you going down to the game, I guess?
I will go down to the game, and I will get a dose on Tuesday when the Reds stop in Dayton at the Dragons Field. I'm going to take that one in, too.
That's going to be fun to watch, too, isn't it? Because they're playing all the prospects.
Right. That will be fun to see all the prospects in action.
And you get to see Terry Francona, too.
That will be a delightful reunion. I haven't seen him for a while, and I was ecstatic when they hired him. I loved the guy when he managed in Cleveland. When the Reds, when I went to spring training and he managed the Indians, and I still call them the Indians, not the Guardians. But anyway.
I agree.
They share their spring training site there in Goodyear, Arizona. And every morning on my way to the Reds camp, I would stop in the Cleveland camp just to listen to Terry Francona's media briefing in the morning. It was always a delight.
Well, here's some questions I got for you. I think I got a pretty good question for you. Do you think the Reds strengthen their off or their roster over the winter?
Yeah, I do. I mean, I thought maybe they could have done a little more, but the fact that they added Brady Singer, a veteran presence to that young pitching staff, I think that that strengthened this, the pitching staff because of his experience, and he's a doggone good pitcher. And I like the acquisition of Austin Hayes. You know, they were looking for a power-hitting outfielder, and he had an off year last year because injured, but the year before he was pretty solid. And Terry's going to bat him fourth behind Ellie De La Cruz, and so I like that very much. And I like the acquisition of the left-handed Taylor Rogers in the bullpen. So those are three very good acquisitions I thought they made.
You know, now that Terry's the manager, how do you think the Reds will do under him? Do you think they'll do okay first, and then he's got to get his team in there basically to see how the Reds do?
Yeah, I think to me, I think he can add 5 to 10 wins just because of who he is and how he manages and his leadership ability and his knowledge of the game. And I think 5 or 10 wins would be enough additional wins for the Reds to win the division. And I know the players always love to play for him. He's the player's manager. And as I say, his knowledge and expertise of the game means a lot.
Yeah, with his expertise and everything and what he did in Cleveland, he kind of moved people around a little bit. And do you think that they have a good middle infield with Ellie De La Cruz, or do you think he might be a better outfielder? And if so, what would they do with Friedel?
Yeah, I've been beating that dead horse for 2 years. I think he would be a much better center fielder. The ground he would cover at shortstop, he makes spectacular plays, but he seems to have trouble with the routine plays. I mean, he led all of baseball in errors last year, and I just would like to see somebody else play shortstop and put him in center field or one of the outfield positions, preferably center field, but it seems to be falling on dead ears. But I definitely like Matt McLean at second base. So we can hope that he stays healthy because, you know, he missed all of last year with injuries. But he and De La Cruz do have a history of playing together, so maybe with McLean at second base, De La Cruz will be better at shortstop. Let's hope so.
Well, with the addition of Gavin Lutz, do you think that might change Terry's mind?
That's one of the things I hoped that might happen. I put Lutz at second base and move McLean to shortstop because shortstop is McLean's best position. But the fact that they sent Nolove Marte back to the minors and are playing Lux at third base, it looks like that Lux is going to be the third baseman.
Oh, okay. What do you think if De La Cruz does move to center field? What do you think he'll do with Friedel? Move him to another one of the corner positions?
Yeah, I think he would probably move him to right field. I think they're a little weak in right field. I'd like to see them do that, but like I say, I keep saying it over and over, and I get a lot of support from my readers, but it's falling on deaf ears down in Cincinnati.
Do you think, Terry, do you think Francona will use a platoon system at any of the other positions?
Yeah, I think probably in the outfield, probably in right field. He might do some platooning, and maybe at first base he'll have Encarnacion Strand at first base. And before Tyler Stevenson got hurt, they were probably going to use Tyler at first base to give him a rest from behind home plate. But Stevenson is hurt, and he's going to start the season on the injured list. So that kind of wipes that away for now.
Yeah, really. So who's going to be the starting catcher then?
Well, Jose Trevino, who they acquired from the Mets to back up Stevenson. And Trevino a couple of years ago was a platinum glove catcher and made the All-Star team. He's a great handler of pitcher, great defensive catcher, great throwing arm, but he doesn't know how to hit. I mean, his career batting average is like .236. So while they'll probably be improved defensively while Stevenson's out, they're going to miss his bat.
What do you think the starting rotation is going to be in pitching?
That's a good question, too. As it stacks up now, it looks like, you know, Hunter Green's going to pitch opening day. And then they got Brady Singer. And then you've got Nick Lodolo and Nick Martinez. The other young player pitched last year, the left-hander. His name is escaping. It's a heck to be 85 years old.
Yeah, I know. I'm trying to catch up to you. You know, trying. I don't think I will.
You'll never catch me.
Well, I'd like to be in this position. You are still working and still doing things, going down to games and stuff like that. Where do you guys park down there? When do you guys go down there?
Years.
Huh?
I said I really don't need it. I've covered the Reds for 52 years, but I just love to write, and I love baseball, and I get paid to do both, so I'm just going to keep doing it. So they once asked me how long I was going to do this. I said until my head hits the laptop.
Yeah, that's the way I kind of feel, but my body's kind of crashing on me. But anyway, where do you guys park down there when you go down?
I'm sorry?
Where do you guys park when you go down there? I don't see any parking down there like there used to be.
Fortunately, the Reds do give me a parking pass, and there's a parking garage just on the other side of the arena that we're able to park at. But, yeah, that is a problem down there for fans. It certainly is.
Is that a long walk for you then?
It's about a block and a half, but I have my driver and my escort, Ray Snediger, who takes me everywhere and takes care of me, warning me of the pitfalls of the curbs and the holes in the ground, whatever.
Maybe I need somebody like him too. So do you think that the Reds strengthened their bullpen this during the off season?
Yeah, I do. As I mentioned with Taylor Rogers, the left-hander they got from the Giants, I think that is a strengthening aspect for them. He can even close if need be. I know Alexis Diaz has had some injury problems, and he just came back late to spring training and got lit up a couple times. So who knows how he's going to do. You know, he's been a pretty solid closer over the last couple of years. And if he's healthy, that's great. Rogers can be the setup guy right behind him. And if not, Rogers can close.
Well, how do you think the Reds will do in the NL Central this year?
You know what? The last time I predicted them to win the division was 1977 after they had won 75 and 76 World Series. I did not predict them to win in 1990 when they went wire to wire, and I did not predict them to win when they won in 2010 and 2012. So now we approach 2025, and finally I'm going to predict that they're going to win the National League Central.
Okay.
I don't think the National League Central is very strong. I like the improvements they've made to the team and the addition of Terry Francona. I see no reason why they can't win the division, so I'm picking them to win it and putting the hex on them right away.
Well, Hal, when we come back, we'll talk about the rest of the major leagues and get your thoughts on some of the other teams, including our Cleveland team.
All right.
We'll do that right after this.
Profiler, Inc., your local source for custom graphics, including banners, decals, and custom apparel for your corporate, school, or personal needs. For more information, check us out on the web at www.profilerinc.com. or on our Facebook page, Profiler Inc.
Need some adventure in your life? Then head to the Great Escape Game in Beaver Creek. The Great Escape Game is Dayton's number one escape room. Choose a 60-minute adventure. You and your team will select a challenge and have 1 hour to complete your mission and escape. Try to escape from the bank vault, Area D, the prison, Outbreak, the tomb, or a Western saloon. Great Escape Room is located at 2332 Grange Hall Road in Beaver Creek. Reservations are required. Set up a time for your great escape by calling 937-306-8820. The Great Escape Game.
A Special Wish Foundation of Dayton and Southwest Ohio has been granting wishes for over 40 years and have granted over 1,900 wishes to local children who are battling life-threatening diseases. If you would like to help grant a wish, call 937-223-WISH or log on to their website, aspecialwishfoundation.org. A Special Wish Foundation is a 501c3, and all funds stay within the local community to support local children. And back here on GCSN Reports, we're here with Hall of Fame writer Hal McCoy. And how do you look at the teams in the Central Division of the National League?
Well, a lot of people are picking the Chicago Cubs to win the division. Looks like they're going for it with some of the additions they've made. But they opened the season in Japan, playing two games against the Dodgers, and they're starting out the season 0-2, so the Reds already have a game up on them. But I don't see the Cubs winning it, and I don't see Milwaukee repeating. They lost Willy Adames, and I thought there was he was the heart and soul of that team. And the rest of the team is kind of getting long in the tooth, and the Cardinals are rebuilding. And Pittsburgh is Pittsburgh, although they've got a lot of young players. They got a good pitching staff, but Paul Skenes is outstanding. But they still are the Pirates. So I see no reason why the Reds can't finish at the top.
Now, do you think that Skenes is for real? I mean,
absolutely. Absolutely. From what I've seen of him pitching, he's one of those once-in-a-lifetime type pitchers. And if he stays healthy, he's going to be very, very good.
Okay. Besides the Dodgers, who do you think the top teams will be this year?
Yeah, that's amazing that you would leave out the Dodgers.
Well, you know, the Dodgers are the Dodgers. They spent so much money. You know?
As I wrote not too long ago, when they come to play the All-Star game this year, they should just have the Dodgers on one side and the rest of the All-Stars on the other side. Because they are that good. They are that good. And you know, that's what you can do with money. But the rest of it is pretty up for grabs as far as the National League is concerned. I like the Giants. I like what they've done. But they're up against the Dodgers, and that's going to be a tough task for them. So, you know, that division belongs to the Dodgers. And we've mentioned the Central. The National League East is the very, very interesting one. I think any team in that division can win it. The Mets have invested a lot of money and signed Juan Soto, and so the pressure is on him. We'll see how he reacts. But the Atlanta Braves and their pitching are always strong. So that's the division that I'm going to like to watch real close.
What about Philadelphia?
Yeah, the Philadelphia is also right there in the mix. Like I say, that whole division, you could predict almost any team to win it, other than perhaps Miami. But, the other four are all legitimate contenders to not only win the division, but, win the National League Championship.
If
you take the Dodgers out of the mix, which you can't.
No, you can't. I mean, they're probably already printing World Series tickets out there.
Yeah, probably printing them and selling them.
Yeah, one of the series I think is going to really, you know, I'm going to watch kind of closely, and that's San Diego at Los Angeles.
Yeah, I like San Diego too. When I mentioned San Francisco, I should have mentioned San Diego. You know, every year San Diego appears to have a good contending team, and something always seems to happen to them. I really like the Padres too. So if anybody can at least come close to the Dodgers, I think it would be the Padres in that division.
Okay. Of course the Dodgers, they've got their whole pitching staff with all-stars, and you got Shohei Ohtani and whoever else they picked up from Japan.
But just say the Dodgers are the Los Angeles All-Stars and be done with it.
Yeah, really. Yeah, and the manager out there, he's doing a terrific job. And he's got a lot to work with, too.
Yep, he just got an extension. I'll say one thing. He's a great manager and he got that extension, but the pressure certainly is on him. He's expected to not only win the division, he's expected to win it all with what they've given him. You know, he did it last year. Now, show me again. Got to do it again. So, the pressure is on the man, but I think he can handle it.
Let's talk to the American League. You know, you got the Central, you got Cleveland, Minnesota, Kansas City, Detroit, and Chicago. I think four teams, any one of the four teams, Cleveland, Minnesota, Kansas City, and Detroit could possibly win that league or that division.
Yeah, that's just like the National League East. You got four teams that are of equal value, so to speak. But I'm prejudiced. I like Cleveland. I grew up in Akron. I was a Cleveland fan all my life, and it's been since 1948 since they won a World Series, and it's about time they do it. So I would love to see the Indians do it. But Kansas City is very strong, and Detroit has added a lot of good players and to make them contenders. So it should be very interesting in that division.
And Minnesota's like they're in there, too, in the mix.
Yeah, they're lurking in the weeds, too.
And then the AL East, you got Toronto, Baltimore, Boston, Tampa Bay, and then that other team.
And also a good division. And when you mention the Dodgers in the National League, you have to mention the Yankees in the American League because they've spent the money, too, and they've got all the talent. And it's amazing that they haven't won as many games as they have because they have a very, very strong team, as you know. And
yeah.
Probably – I hate to say it, but it's probably going to be a Dodgers-Yankees World Series again. The Yankees are just like the Dodgers. You might as well put them against the All-Stars, too.
Okay, what do you think about Toronto, Baltimore, Boston, Tampa Bay? I know Tampa Bay's really in a tough spot right now. What do you think about
that? Yeah, they're playing on a high school field. Tornado blew the roof off their place. But, of course, they'll get used to it, and it'll be tougher for the teams coming in to adjust to playing on that kind of a field. And Tampa Bay always managed to find a way to be competitive. They don't have a lot of money to spend, but they spend it wisely and make the right draft moves, and they're always contenders. But I think Boston is going to be probably the number one contender to the Yankees. They've improved their pitching staff, and I think they're going to be pretty solid. And Toronto is a very good team too. They're going to bounce back from a bad season last year, but that'll be very interesting to see who emerges out of there. I think it's still going to be the Yankees, but they're going to have some teams looking over their shoulders.
Now the AL West. I think it's a two-team race out there, Texas and Houston. What do you think?
Yeah, Texas could make their way back to the World Series things go well for them, and Houston is always strong, and so those are the two teams that I look at too, and I kind of lean towards the Texas Rangers. I love Bruce Bochy. He's on the same he's on the same level with Terry Francona. He's just a great manager and a great person.
Now the Athletics situation, they're playing in a AAA ballpark the next three seasons until they get a ballpark made in Las Vegas. How do you think those guys will do?
Yeah, that's going to be a problem for them too, but I think it's just like Tampa Bay. They'll probably, even though it's not ideal conditions to play baseball in the major leagues, they'll have an advantage over the teams coming in who are not used to that kind of situation. And Oakland will probably get relatively comfortable in it before the season is over, just as Tampa Bay will.
So that might be the whole season might be interesting then too.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, let's talk about our boys, the Indians. Stephen Vogt did a fantastic job in his first year as being a manager of any kind. How do you think he'll do this year? Do you think he can repeat?
Yeah, he showed he's a good manager last year, and he came into a real pressure situation replacing Terry Francona. And you know, what he did there was fantastic. I really thought he did a great job, and I see no reason why it'll continue this year and, put the Cleveland club in a position to win the division.
I know he did, with them trading Naylor and Jimenez over the winter that, and then they brought back Carlos Santana to play first base. How do you think that, those trades hurt him?
I don't think that's going to help him a lot. And bringing Santana back, he's pretty long in the tooth. But hopefully that he can play back to the level that he once played for him, because he was a great player for him in the past. But I was kind of disappointed in those trades. But Cleveland is a lot like Tampa Bay. They seem to come up with replacements for whoever they have to get rid of.
You know, do you think Carlos will help out Kyle Manzardo learn to play the first base position a lot better?
Yeah, that probably is the main reason why they brought him back, because he's a veteran and has played the position and knows the nuances of it, and it's always great to have a successful veteran player to school a younger player. The younger player always seems to thrive under those conditions.
Yeah, I think a shortstop and third base, well, third base is a given anyway with Jose there. Do you think that Brian Rocchio played his way into that position at short?
Yeah, he did, and that remains to be seen, that how well he does. But the job is his to win or lose, and I'm going to put him in there and see what he does. So let's hope that he adjusts quickly and does the job.
Since they traded Jimenez over the off season, but they got that Travis Bazana and also the Burrito coming up. Do you think those two we'll see those two in the majors this year?
Well, they got to, they're going to get their opportunities, and they're going to have to show that they can do the job. And that's what I like about what the Reds have done and what Francona has done. They're not afraid to send back Marte, and not afraid to send back the right fielder. Once again, I'm... But anyway, not afraid to send back veteran players and give other players a chance if the veterans are not producing. And the Indians are certainly going to give some young players a chance. And let's hope that for the Cleveland fans and my sake that they perform well.
Yeah, me too. Yeah, I've been rooting for the Indians for like 60 years now, and through thick and thin.
My father took me to my first game in 1948 when the Indians last won a World Series. And so I've been a fan forever and ever and ever, and still hoping that 1948 arrives again.
Yeah, I'm going to look forward to when the Indians come to Cincinnati and the Reds go up there.
Yes.
Just seeing those two managers go at each other, that's just going to be something to see. Okay, now I'm gonna have you put your Reds hat back on.
And all right.
What are your predictions for the upcoming season? Who do you like in the as the division winners and then a wild card?
As I said, I have picked the Reds to win the division, and of course the Dodgers are going to win their division, and I'm going to pick Atlanta to win in the East. And I don't think the Reds are going to go much farther than winning a division. Whoever they play in the playoffs will probably eliminate them. And we've already talked about how strong the Dodgers are.
Right.
So the Dodgers will probably win the National League.
Okay, what about the American League?
That's a tough one, too. Of course, once again, we're talking about the New York you-know-whos.
Yeah.
I think they will probably win it, and I'm going to pick Texas to win the West and Cleveland to win the Central. So
who do you think?
Let's hope it works out in Cleveland, huh?
That's right. I talked to Jim Rosenhaus over the just a couple of days ago, and they're pretty optimistic up there in Cleveland. And you know, I like Kwani and left, Thomas in center, and that's going to be, and Brennan in right. But it's going to be platoon positions out there, platooning out there in right. With John Kenzie Noel, and Brennan, and then whoever else, you know, David Fry is going to be in the mix there too, somewhere along the way.
Right. Yeah, they'll probably platoon for a while, and if a couple of them emerge, you know, they'll play more regularly than the others. But it remains to be seen, and let's hope that they can come through and do the job.
I meant to ask you about the pitching for Cleveland. It's phenomenal. That bullpen just got stronger with Paul Sewald coming in. What do you think of the starting rotation?
I like it. I think you know, they've improved themselves, and with a little bit more experience, I like what they've done. So we will see what happens there too.
I like the fact that they re-signed Shane Bieber and who get his arm back in shape, and then you got Tanner Bibee and then Gavin Williams. I guess he's really come along a long way, and he's going to be one of those tough kids to hit against. That's according to Jim.
I was really pleased that they re-signed Shane Bieber because I like him a lot. I think you know, he's going to be the ace of the staff for years to come, hopefully.
Yeah, somebody said, I think it was on, I think it was one of those talking heads on MLB Network, that they said that they were surprised that Terry Francona didn't pick Carl Willis as the Reds' pitching coach.
Yeah,
there's no way he's leaving Cleveland.
We don't want him to leave Cleveland, that's for sure. But I think that Terry would have loved to have brought Carl Willis with him, but with Derek Johnson on a multi-year contract with the Reds, and you know, he is not only the pitching coach, he's a director of pitching for the entire organization.
Oh.
So I'm pretty sure that Terry was told that he had to take Derek Johnson. And that's a good thing for Cleveland.
Definitely. Now, one last question. How do you think the Dragons will do this year?
Well, that's, you know, you never know who's going to be there. And the Reds' farm system is pretty doggone strong. And the Dragons did pretty well last year. And I don't have any reason why they won't do well this year. And as you know, they will be sold out every game.
Of course.
When they announced in 1999 that they were bringing a minor league team to Dayton, in my infinite wisdom, I wrote a column saying, why would they put a minor league team in Dayton just 45 miles from Cincinnati? Nobody's going to go to ball games in Dayton. Well, I really hit that one on the head, didn't I?
They proved you wrong big time.
Big time.
But, you know, it's always fun going down there. And, yeah, I know you go down there quite a bit if the Reds aren't in town. But that stadium, it's 25 years old, but it doesn't look it.
It doesn't. They take very good care of it. And it reminds me of a miniature Dodger Stadium, because Dodger Stadium was built like in 1965. And if you go in there right now, it is so clean and so modern, you could almost eat hot dogs off the floor. And the Dragons keep their field the same way, and it looks pristine.
Well, you know, the Dodgers, I've been seeing stuff on YouTube about how they redid everything, the clubhouses, some of the, you know, they just tore it all to pieces. I mean, it was.
Yeah, they did. But, when they put it back together, it looks almost exactly the way it was in 1965. they haven't changed any of the major things. They just cleaned it all up and put a fresh paint, coat of paint on it and said, let's go.
Are you going to go to any of the road games this year?
No. I nobody to pay for it, or I would.
Well, go to Cleveland. Let's go to Cleveland.
Yeah, I do plan on doing that.
I'm hoping to get up there this year too. It's been a while since I've been up there. As a matter of fact,
Me too. Last time I was up there was when I was up there with the Reds. So when the Reds play up there, I'll make a hike up there.
Well, I haven't been there since they moved to Progressive Field. So I was at the old ballpark.
You haven't been to Progressive Field?
Not yet. I'm trying to get in.
Yeah, beautiful ballpark. I love Progressive Field.
Yeah, and they just added some new amenities out in left field. Club out there.
Really, really, really a nice place.
Well, Hal, I want to thank you for coming on and talking with us about this season. And I think it's going to be – I'm going to be sitting here watching the Indians all year long and listening to Tom. Tom Hamilton going into the Hall of Fame with you.
That's great. That is fantastic. I love Tom Hamilton. He should have gone in a long time ago. But I'm going to go to Cooperstown to see him inducted.
That's great. Hey, I'm happy for him. And then I'm just looking forward to seeing the Indians and all season long. And they're going to take care of Kansas City first series, I hope.
I hope so, too. The Dodgers and Yankees World Series, but maybe they can have a little World Series and have Cincinnati and Cleveland play.
I am hoping for that as a World Series. Indians and the Reds. So that would be. I would actually sit there and watch every game, no matter what I have to do. I'm going to sit there and watch it. So
yeah, okay. That is a pipe dream, but a great dream.
Well, Hal, thanks for coming on and. Let's hope things work out this year for the Reds and the Guardians. Indians.
All right. Thanks, Doug. Thanks for having me on. Take care.
We'll be back with more right after this. You're listening to GCSN Reports on the Gem City Sports Network. Wild Axe Throwing is Dayton's and Ohio's number one axe throwing experience. They offer 11 axe throwing lanes that each hold 6 axe throwers, a party room with 2 private lanes, a trained axe master with each group. You must be 13 or older to throw. Leagues meet every week. Wild Axe Throwing is located at 3251 CJ Drive in Beaver Creek and are open from 1 to 7 on Sunday, 1 to 9 Monday through Thursday, and 1 to 10:10 on Friday and Saturday. Reservations are required, so give them a call at 937-912-9741 to book your reservation today. Hi, this is Doug Brown from the Gem City Sports Network. Throughout the years, we've provided coverage of a wide range of sports, including high school baseball, football, basketball, and soccer, as well as Central State Marauders football and basketball. You do baseball also. And do you know what the best part is? It's all free. That's right, absolutely free. We sincerely appreciate you tuning in to the Gem City Sports Network, your ultimate source for local sports here in the Miami Valley. And back here on GCSN Reports, my name is Doug Brown, and I want to thank Hal McCoy for coming on and giving his insights on this upcoming Major League Baseball season, as well as the Dragons, their 25th season here in Dayton. A team that Marge Schott did not even want to see come up here because it was going to hurt her Reds. Well, I got news for her. It didn't. So, but anyway, Hal McCoy made his predictions, and here's mine. First of all, in the AL Central, my Cleveland Guardians. Yep, the Guardians are going to win it this year, even though they lost their top players at first and second base. They still have Carlos Santana and Kyle Manzardo at first, and Manzardo is going to be a work in progress. But I think Santana is going to help him out quite a bit. Second base is definitely going to be a work in progress. Shortstop is Rocchio's, and third base is definitely Ramirez. Kwan in left, Thomas in center, and it's going to be a platoon situation out in right. With I think Will Brennan has the upper hand on that with John Kell, John Kenzie Noel, that's what it is. Those two will be fighting it out in right field. And then David Fry, when he comes back, it's going to be different. Then you got a good pitching staff. That pitching staff is very good. And the bullpen, they just added with Paul Sewald, they just added to a great bullpen there. So I think it's going to be Cleveland, Minnesota, Kansas City, Detroit, and Chicago. But any one of those top four can change in a heartbeat because Minnesota, Kansas City, and Detroit are all very good. Chicago, they're on a rebuilding. They lost more games than any other team in the major leagues that ever. You know, they set a record for that. They're rebuilding, and you got to give the guys in Chicago a lot of credit. In the East, of course, that team in New York, Toronto, Baltimore, Boston, and Tampa Bay. Tampa Bay, I don't know what's going to happen with them. I mean, they don't have a stadium. I mean, Tropicana Field, they can't play there. And I don't even think they're ever going to go back there due to the fact that they're in a squabble with the city of St. Petersburg and the county that it attends. So I don't know what's going to happen there. They're going to be playing at Steinbrenner Field in Tampa this year. And what's going to happen next year? Who knows? They might move to... There's rumors saying that they may move to Orlando. So Orlando might be building a stadium there. And Tampa Bay may be moving there. Who knows what's going to happen in Tampa Bay. In the West, Texas, they're going to be hard to beat this year, along with Houston, Seattle, the top three. And then L.A., the Angels and Athletics. Athletics are going to be playing also at a Triple-A stadium. And that's going to be interesting for them. They're not even calling them the Sacramento Athletics. They're just calling them the Athletics. So it's a sad situation when a team can't get a ballpark built in a place they've called home for quite a few years. And they were successful out there. But then I don't know what they've done it in the past. They just gutted everything. It's just like a breeding ground for the other teams. In the National League, I'm going to go with Philadelphia in the East, Atlanta, New York. Yeah, I know Juan Soto's in New York, but I think Atlanta's a lot better than New York. It's going to be Philadelphia, Atlanta, New York, Washington, and Miami. In the Central, I'm going to give Terry Francona a year to get this team together. Now, don't get me wrong. He's a fantastic manager, but I think he's got to get his system into that Reds program, and it may take a year. So, and it didn't. He wasn't an instant success in Philadelphia, Boston, or Cleveland. So I'm going to go with Milwaukee, then the Cubs, Reds, Pittsburgh, and St. Louis. That's going to be a tough division because any one of those teams could win that division. In the West, of course, the Dodgers, and then San Diego, San Francisco, Arizona, and Colorado. San Diego is going to be tough to beat too. When they go head-to-head with the L.A., that's going to be a hell of a series. And I think they meet, 9, 12 times, something like that, 13 times. But that's going to be an interesting top three over there. But I think it's going to be the top two is going to be L.A. and San Diego. Wild card, I'm going to go with this Minnesota, Kansas City, Detroit, and Houston. Toronto's going to be tough since they've actually improved. So in the National League, I'm going to say, division winners. Of course, you got Cleveland, New York, and Texas, and then you got Minnesota, Kansas City, Detroit, and Houston, and then in the NL, got Philadelphia, Milwaukee, Los Angeles, and I'm going to say Atlanta. And San Diego, as the Atlanta, San Diego, and New York, as the playoff teams. Winning it all, everybody's going to pick the Dodgers, which I am too. I'm going to pick the Dodgers to win it, but anything can happen. You know, anybody can get hurt, and I hope nobody does, but people can get hurt and really change the scenery at a certain place. Say Ohtani gets hurt. What's going to happen then? Yeah, they're supposed to be unbeatable this year. Well, they're already 2-0. So we'll see what happens. And there's my predictions. You've heard Howell's, and we'll see who's closest. So, but I'm with the Guardians all the way. I'd love to see the Guardians win the World Series this year. Although, you know, they got to go through a very tough league or division, and they start at Kansas City on Thursday. And Tanner Bibee will throw for the Guardians against Kansas City, and the Reds will open up at home as usual against San Francisco. Hunter Green will be on the mound for the Reds. So enjoy the baseball season, folks. We hope to have some stuff during the season here on GCSN. I know the I'm going to try and do something with the Dayton Amateur Baseball League. If they are in business, we're going to try and do something with the Baseball Hall of Fame, the Dayton Area Baseball Hall of Fame. They've got a good friend of ours going in, Steve Deneman, along with Steve Yeager and Thomas Howard. And there's one other guy going in, too, that I can't remember right off the top of my head. But anyway, it's going to be a fun night when they get inducted into the Hall of Fame. The Dayton Baseball Hall of Fame. So we're going to have a lot of stuff going on over the summer. And one thing I can tell you, though, is baseball is back, and it's going to be a fantastic year. It's going to be an interesting year with the situation between Tampa Bay and the Athletics. And we'll see how teams do, see how things progress, and we'll see what happens. So until next time, this is Doug Brown saying so long, and thank you for tuning in here on GCSN Reports. And thanks to Hal McCoy for being available to come on and talk about the Reds and the Major League Baseball. Until next time, this is Doug Brown saying so long. You've been listening to GCSN Reports right here on the Gem City Sports Network.
No matter the threat or where the front line may be, our armed forces protect and defend us every day. But what does it take to strengthen our service members and keep them focused on the mission? What does it take to keep our military connected to family, home, and country? It takes a force. Be a force behind the forces. Join the USO in helping service members and their families. Give today at csohio.uso.org.
You've been listening to GCSN Reports. Today's show has been brought to you by Profiler Performance Products, by Profiler Inc., by OnPar Entertainment, by Wild Axe Throwing, by Level Up Pinball, by Great Escape Game, by the USO, by a Special Wish Foundation of Dayton and Southwest Ohio, and by the Gem City Sports Network, your source for local sports in the Miami Valley, the Gem City Sports Network. Join us next time for GCSN Reports right here on the Gem City Sports Network.